A day after winning re-election, President Obama phoned leading lawmakers from both parties to talk about an agenda for the rest of the year, including House Speaker John Boehner. The White House says he discussed the need to find bipartisan solutions on taxes, the deficit, jobs. Meantime, the GOP enters a period of soul-searching after its election losses.
Well, joining us to talk about it all, Major Garrett, White House correspondent for National Journal. Good to have you back, Major.
It's great to be with you.
Hey, what do these results tell us about what the GOP needs to do next time around?
Well, I think it tells them that they have a big problem in the Senate with recruiting candidates and attaining victory. They've had two cycles now with great opportunities, and two cycles they've been squandered completely. And they lost the big debate over the presidency and the direction of the economy and what to do about taxes. Now, Eric Cantor and John Boehner today both said, they're the respective number one and two leaders in the House, there's no mandate for President Obama to raise taxes. Well, the president is the first Democrat to win re-election since before Harry Truman, who had an explicit mandate, or rather agenda item, to raise taxes. Not on everybody, but on the wealthy. And he won. So he's going to view this question quite differently than Eric Cantor and John Boehner. The one thing that gives some hope for bipartisanship is that Boehner, the speaker, said, opportunity for revenue is defined by tax reform. We might ultimately get a very slippery definition of tax reform that may accommodate the speaker and President Obama.
What about introspection in the party, Major? I mean, the president took this election when things, the economy certainly is not great. What do Republicans need to do?
Well, I think there's two things the Republicans need to do. First of all, they need to understand that demographically they can no longer run a great white American presidential campaign, which is one that reflects older Americans and predominantly whiter Americans. The demographics of the country will make them render them a congressional majority party only, and maybe not even that, but not a legitimate presidential party. And they've got to change if they want to get the levers of the White House back under their control. And number two, they have to understand that, yes, the economy was the most important issue in this election, but that wasn't enough. What the president said about the economy and what he conveyed about his attitudes and who he was trying to help in these troubled economic times resonated more than the Republicans' criticism of where the economy was. I think Republicans need to internalize that lesson as well.
John Boehner, as House Speaker, maintains the majority in the House, obviously. Do you see him backing away a little bit from the Tea Party in the way he goes about his business in the next 2 years?
Well, I don't think there's really an option for the Speaker. He can't back away from the Tea Party, and the Tea Party can't back away from the Speaker. They are linked together. And whatever they do, they have to do on a unified basis, because if they don't and they divide each other, then the president can more easily exploit those Republican divisions, get Democratic votes, and move things on his own. What's going to be very important in the next couple of weeks, it's not going to be exact specifics on legislation, but the tone and the frequency of conversations back and forth. And that starts at the leadership level, but the speaker also knows he's got to keep track of his right flank with the Tea Party. But the Tea Party also has to see there was a big national election. Some of their members lost, and the president was reelected. That's a verdict rendered, not just about the president, but the Tea Party movement, and they've got to adjust.
Major Garrett, White House correspondent for National Journal, thanks for being here.